Hello, I'm Jane Massingham, and welcome to this latest ICIS podcast, where I will be discussing the oxoalcohols and derivative markets with my colleagues. Today I've been joined by Catherine Sale, editor of Acrylate Esters in Europe, Nick Cleave, who is responsible for the butyl acetate markets, and Ishani Chavda, who looks after the glycol ether markets in Europe. Thanks for joining me. So we saw on Wednesday, a propylene settlement up 75 euros and added to the 60 in June. The pressure does seem to be on for the oxo alcohol producers to try and pass on some of these costs. Now, of the formula business, of course, they've already seen some pass-through, but the focus is now moving to the spot numbers, and players are looking for low double-digit movements for July. It's a bit early to say at the moment. Of the three grades, I would say 2EH is performing the strongest at this time, which is particularly bolstered by the export demand, not just from the likes of Turkey, but also further afield from Asia as well. Normal butanol and isobutanol are largely steady, and demand is okay, but it's still a long way off where people want it to be. Of course, we've still got a lot of negative news surrounding the automotive sector, but there are some other areas where we are seeing things coming back in the sort of paints and coatings sector. So thinking about how this is impacting other markets downstream, Nick, when we last spoke, it was Butac that was really feeling the most downward pressure. So has this propylene settlement been having an impact on the Butac prices as yet?
So for the moment, the feedback I've been having is it's still very much a matter of supply and demand, that supply for Butac is still long, despite there being talk of lower operating rates, and demand is still very weak because of the link to the automotive sector, resulting in much lower demand and no increase in the coating sector. The increase in the coating sector would typically be seen from March till June, and there hasn't been any seasonal increase this year that's been seen in the market. So, as you say, the subsequent increases of propylene combined with the recent decreases in butac prices, it does put pressure on margins. It is a factor that is maybe going to be discussed more in this month than it has been in previous months, but it's still a matter of the lack of demand driving pricing. And until the demand picks up, it's unlikely that there can be significant pressure from margins on spot pricing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. And I'm guessing sort of with the sort of July, August patterns that can also impact demand levels, they're not expecting a great deal of improvement in demand in the short term.
Exactly. I mean, it's more complicated this year because of the disruption from the coronavirus. So there's been, I've heard the debate in a few markets, will there still be a summer season if people can't go on holiday? Will downstream consumers take the opportunity to take the production that they lost early in the year? And as far as I hear, that's still an open debate, but definitely there does seem like there still will be some shutdowns, particularly in southern Europe during summer. There still will be some of that summer disruption. So the view for demand isn't looking stronger in the next month or two before we come back after the holidays in September.
Okay, thank you. And Ishani, sort of taking into account the latest costs, how are the margins looking on glycol ethers in Europe at the moment?
Well, given upstream ethylene increased for both June and July, meanwhile glycol ether spot prices eroded over Q2, producers' margins are their main concern for Q3. Prices remain at lows dating back to 2004 this week, and downstream demand has been tepid, largely driven by the automotive sector, as you mentioned. And there seems to be an understanding that further spot price decreases will not encourage demand for the solvents. As a result, sellers' targets range from rollovers to double-digit increases for July, though it's too early in the month to tell whether these will be successful. There are hopes that decorative paints and coatings consumption will firm, though so far glycol ethers demand has been limited this week.
Okay, thank you for that. And Catherine, was there much reaction to the C3 settlement that came in later than usual this week?
Yeah. So the acrylic players waited a week for the propylene settlement, and when it came, there was very little relief. If anything, it was just another pain point for a market already riddled with profitability concerns. If we look at June, prices either rolled over or there were very, very minor 10 € increases. So producers lost out in June. We're going into July, and it's another significant increase in propylene. It's 75 €. So far, I've heard the word baby steps being used quite a lot. So there was talk of 20, 30 € increases, on the basis, though, that once the full extent of the propylene increase was known, sellers would be coming back trying to recover the full increase. The problem, I think, at the moment is the supply and demand dynamics. There's still plenty of product and demand is still soft. So obviously producers are trying to recover the full increase because margins are a real concern in this market. But it's just hard that they're not really supported by the supply and demand dynamics. But every month, every time we see more and more erosion to the margins, there's more concerns over closures going forward. And this isn't, producers complaining about the margins. This is buyers saying, I'm concerned about the future supply status of Europe. So I think it is something that is probably going to dominate the discussion, the actual longer term impact of what further erosion and margin means for this market. And yeah, so I'm expecting increases. That's what's been discussed so far, but the question is how much and what that means for margins.
Okay, thank you. Watch this space. So, still very fragile times, I think, for all. Okay, well, thank you everyone for joining me and thank you to listening. Please join us again next time. For the latest news, please go to icis.com.